Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I have Patrick McNamara with me, chairperson of the Dublin Gay Men's Course, and I have Duncan Brickenden, musical director, with me as well. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You've had a few days, haven't you? Yeah.
Fabulous.
a very positive few days.
Yes. You have.
In and out of RTE for many good reasons.
That's right. You've been, that's quite popular, Patrick. Idea of coming in and out of here. But anyway, you've, as the fellow said, the storm has been weathered and you've moved on.
We have.
Which is marvellous. You have a list of dates coming up, which is quite fantastic. Patrick, how long has this been together, the Dublin Gay Men's Choir? Chorus
was, we're in our 12th, if not 13th year.
Really?
At the moment, yeah. And it's the only all-male gay choir on the island.
Right.
And was set up basically to allow like-minded gay individuals come together to sing in a safe space.
Yes.
That was the idea always behind it, and the idea to have fun, a little bit of laughter, and sing nice music across the spectrum.
Sure.
The whole idea
and,
of the choir.
And are you deathly serious about it? Or is
Am I deathly serious about it?
No, not you, but the lot of you. Or is it just great crack? Good.
It's actually, and what we've got even so much over the last, since we've come back since COVID, is just people seem to be more and more bought into the whole idea of the social side and the fun side and the interaction between everybody.
But you're also very good. Which is interesting. I'm not being smart now because I'm. No. But he's, it's one thing to get together for the laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're Duncan. You're a musical director.
I am indeed.
And I've heard like it, really good choir.
Yeah, and hopefully you're listening.
Or chorus, whichever. I keep on saying choir, but you know what I mean.
We are choir. We are a choir,
whatever you want.
You know, it's yes, we do have a lot of fun, but you know, you'll hear us on Thursday with the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Yes.
So I think that screams volumes when we've been asked to sing for the RTE Concert with people like Shobzy and Wallace Bird for their Shine Concert on Thursday.
Now you were in rehearsing.
We were in rehearsal with him on Monday night.
How was it?
Studio One. It was incredible, brilliant. And I think for the chaps, you know, obviously I'm a professional musician, so I do these things quite regularly with orchestras. But for the chaps who have been really working seriously hard the last couple of weeks, to be in front of a professional orchestra and a conductor, a fabulous conductor like Stephen Bell.
Oh, he's magic.
He's magical.
Yes.
For an experience like this was new for them, but you know, they rose to the occasion from the get-go immediately, you know. It was just the energy in
the air.
But
it's very special to be in
Very special. And I think the music, it was just, we're singing things like Make Your Own Kind of Music, the Mama Castle. And it's become an anthem with the orchestra underneath us.
It's a great old song.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, Mama Castle's wonderful. But the idea of so we better explain Thursday for because a whole bunch of it. Thursday is Shine.
With the concert orchestra, and there are a couple of tickets still available.
Can't be many.
Not many. So yeah. get call up the NCH. I think they open up their box office at 10 a.m.
Right.
There are a couple of tickets left, and on Sunday for our end of term concert, Pride in the Name of Love. Unfortunately, it is sold out. So you'll have to.
This is our summer concert on Sunday
with the new venue in Sanford Parish.
This is in Ranelagh.
In Ranelagh.
Pardon?
In Leafy Ranelagh.
In Leafy Ranelagh.
Lovely Leafy Ranelagh.
Everybody's very posh people at that. What is the venue?
Sanford Parish Church. It's a familiar venue for the Gay Men's Course, and we've been welcomed in there to
which is lovely.
It's fabulous on the back of everything that's happened.
Well, that's why I say
they've always been exceptionally welcoming to ourselves and the chorus. Anytime we've performed there.
Oh, that's lovely. We have a sneak preview, Come What May, which is recorded for us this morning, which is quite lovely. Stand by now. Here we go.
Want to find
What May, Dublin Gay Men's Chorus. That's lovely. From Moulin Rouge.
From Moulin Rouge, yes.
Yeah. My late mother-in-law, God rest her, when she passed the establishment that was and is the Moulin Rouge, referred to it as the Moulin Rouge.
Oh,
which
right.
I think is a great title.
Oh,
and has stuck with us forever and a day. That's lovely. That's lovely. And that's David Ray on the piano.
That's David Ray on the piano.
But now, firstly, does everybody have to be a really good singer? Like, how do you decide? Because it's one thing to talk about the social aspect. It's another thing to say, well, this is great and we're having fun and we are. But you have to be able to carry a tune.
You have to be able to, yes. From my perspective, everybody, yes, it is all about the ability to come in and be able to hold a note.
It's an audition choir.
Can you take over?
There you go. Thank you, chairperson.
Through the chair.
Thank you.
Through the chair.
You can hear there is a certain level, that is required.
Oh, no, there's no question about it.
And, it's auditioned, and we had quite a few people apply this term a couple of months ago, whatever it was, 25, 30 people.
Or January, yeah.
We could only take 10 of them.
Right.
Because, even though there are quite a few good ones. So and we suspect for the forthcoming auditions is going to be, they'll be knocking on the door even more than ever. But there is a standard that
we have
to maintain, and it's getting, every month I'm feeling, if not every week, it's getting better and better. So,
but I mean, you've been involved with Chamber Choir Ireland. You've been involved
as a singer, the other side of the fence.
Well, I know, yeah. and the Ars Nova in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, you know what's required.
Exactly.
It's not about just saying, come on, lads.
Exactly. And I think for every conductor, it's important, that they have been on that side as a singer to know everything.
To get that sense of
And
at the end of the day, as much as we are amateurs and we're not professional singers, this is fun for, as I keep saying, this is fun for a lot of the guys that are in the choir.
Sure.
But there is an expectation still from everybody that we have to perform at a number of different concerts. Mm-hmm. And we expect people, when they come to see us, because we charge them for the privilege, that we put on a very professional show.
That's
so
right.
So at the end of the day, everybody, we have to stand there, no scores in our hands, we learn everything off by heart, and perform.
Why do you learn it all off?
Well, because
performance.
The folders create
read
that physical barrier, to the audience. And when you're free of that, you're free of everything.
Completely.
That physical thing, you can tell the story.
I'd be petrified to see. I'd be coming in, and I would have forgotten to do my exercise. And I'd be petrified that I would forget the words. And
You do that.
Duncan would be roaring at me.
I sing in the choir. You do forget them. You hope that Duncan doesn't hear you.
But he does.
Yes. Yeah, I take the point. You had an entry in the for RTE.
We did Lyric
FM for
Christmas, and we had a winning entry, actually, which was fabulous. We were over the moon, to be quite honest. It's a stunning.
It was a great win for the choir.
Music.
And that was under the director of David O'Shea.
That was under
of course,
our previous director, David O'Shea.
Okay, so on this basis, we won't involve Duncan at any level. This is just to give people a taste, a little forever.
Thank you.
I can see why you won. I can see why you won, Patrick. That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. Stunning.
It's a piece by Eric Whittaker, Luke Sorumcre.
Yeah, and David O'Shea.
David O'Shea was our musical director.
Musical director then. Now we're just talking about dates and all the rest of it, boys, because you've Shine on Thursday, right. National Concert Hall, the orchestra, all the guests. Sunday, which is Pride in the Name of Love, which is in Sandford Road in Ranelagh. Then on Thursday 27th, you're in St. Teresa's Church in Dunore, up country.
Correct.
Dunore Avenue, yeah. So it's we've been invited for a service of belonging for the LGBT community.
It's
part of Pride, so it's a particularly important event, I think, for us on the back of recent events, you know, last week that we you know, branch out and we've been invited in, warmly invited in and welcomed.
This is what I want to make the point. Yeah. I don't want to make the point. You can make it if you wish. Is that there is no issue.
There is
and
no
therefore
issue.
Therefore, you have been welcomed again.
Yeah. There's no issue from our side. We're happy to go and sing anywhere that we're invited to sing. Because all we're singing is about love, family, community, family togetherness.
That's exactly what it is. So you're in St. Teresa's Church in Dunore. Yeah. You're playing the George.
Oh, well. Yeah.
There's no,
I've never had it phrased that way before. Well, but anyway, thank you, Marty.
It's a complete shock to my system.
It's the highlights for the next 2 weeks. So, you know, we felt it was important for us to, you know, to directly sing for our community. There are many people out there who have an idea of what concerts are like, so they won't attend.
Sure,
they think,
understand.
You know, it's a classical choral thing.
Yeah.
And of course, people can't afford tickets as well to concerts. So
that's right.
We wanted to do something directly for the community, and of course, no better welcoming space that is very familiar for many of the chaps in the choir, the George.
Will it be the full choir?
Choir, but it's only a couple of songs.
Around 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock on Friday, the 20th.
Yeah. How many have you, like, full-time members, if you will?
Currently have 55 active members.
Is that not enormous?
Yeah, it is.
Well, is that unwieldy for a young man like you, Duncan?
I can handle them.
Don't worry there.
I throw out compliments willy-nilly, don't mind me. But you know what I mean? That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Dublin City Choral Union choir that I have, there's 120 in them. with DCCU, so it's, I'm well able to... And, of course, every choir is different. Mm. So even though there's only 55, if you want to say only 55 men, there's, of course, they have their... There's certain things I have with them as well. But DGMC, they're incredible. Every week there's something magical happening, you know, for us. So we're as well as singing together, we are all pals, you know.
Well, that's very important, too, and it is that... Connection.
The connection.
Yeah, you talked about it yourself, Patrick. Yeah, it's connection.
It's the whole ethos of what we stand for.
And then 29th of June, it's just like you're like Sting. 29th of June, the Pride March and Performance in Merrion Square.
That's it.
Which will be a great day.
Yeah,
marching and then...
For the first time ever, we're performing in Merrion Square.
You're excited about that, I bet.
We are excited about it. I think it's something we've wanted to do ourselves as a group of individuals and to finally do it this year. And with everything that's happened in this term, especially in the last 2 weeks, I think it just highlights the whole reason why Pride exists.
I mean, people have heard the story. They know the story. Essentially, you had a venue and you were asked not to.
Correct. And it's something I suppose we've managed.
And you've been on all media. And everything.
For my sins, yes, I was the designated individual put out there to speak. And I suppose we've taken a very, very much a balanced and a practical approach to this whole thing. It's something that happened. It was rather inconvenient. Shouldn't have probably happened in hindsight, but we've dealt with it. We've moved on. We've moved to a fabulous new location.
Yes.
And we've taken the whole positive vibe from the whole thing.
Which is what was necessary to do. And vitally important to do
vitally
that. Because it was much better for you guys.
Yeah, 100%.
Than anything else would be.
Yeah.
The other thing, in the longer term, I can't get over this. You're off to Belfast. Belfast. Bristol, the 16th to the 18th. August Hand, it's called.
Hand in Hand. Hand in Hand in Bristol. So it's a group. It happens over in the British Isles. We previously were there before COVID in Cardiff. So it's literally gay, lesbian, bi choirs from the British Isles all come together
and
sing. So it's a gathering of like-minded. And it'll be about 2,000 or 3,000
people. Oh, good heavens, that'll be fantastic.
Indeed, trying to manage that.
I was just going to say, and even you're back in Sandford Church for a Christmas concert.
Our date is in the diary already, the 8th of
December.
Bother to you. I have Anthem from the ABBA piece.
Well,
just a little piece.
Little piece.
Little piece. That's lovely. Oh, that's lovely. Mr. Anderson, Mr. Olveas, and Mr. Rice, Mr. Tim Rice, who gets no credit.
No,
lots of money. Yeah. A lot of money, but he gets no credit from chess. Stay with me, lads. We're talking about the Dublin Gay Men's Chorus. Just stay with me just for a second.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Chat to us today about your later life lending options.
Irish raspberry season is here. Let the fun begin. Pick up a punnet of Keeling's Irish raspberries in store today. Juicy, delicious, feel-good fruit. Fresh from our farm. Love that Keeling's feeling.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM. Life sounds better.
Now, our finalists for the Van Morrison thing, Orangefield is a school, and Mary Hathasy in Kilkenny. Well done, Mary. Catherine Lynch has been on. She says she's loving the interview. I'll be there tomorrow. She would rainbows on. So I thought you'd like to know that. And happy Pride to the choir, Aoife on the bus. I love things like that. Lads, thank you so much for coming in to us this morning. It's a positive outcome that was going slightly awry at one stage. We will put up all your dates, by the way, just so that everybody knows. We're finishing with Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Mm. Why are you singing that? Well, it's only a joke.
Listen to the last phrase, and it might be slightly different.
Keep the faith, gentlemen, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Patrick and Duncan, take care. Dublin's Gay Men's Choir, of course. And here's Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.